live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Thursday edition of Q&A. On today's show, we're going to talk the first half of the show, some real serious stuff that's important to an awful lot of people. Then the second half of the show, we're going to lighten it up and talk about farm animals and farm skills and FFA 4-H. No, the FAA is for when we have the airport people in. That'll be the 4-H FFA Expo people. So the first part of the show, we're going to talk to Sue Rutherford with Arizona Crisis Team. Used to refer to them as TIP. They are now ACT, the Arizona Crisis Team. Same kind of people, same services. And then after the news break with Link, we will talk with Preston Spears and Lena Mae Haught about the Yavapai County 4-H FFA Expo. So, kind of a mixed bag on today's show. No baseball today. The Diamondbacks are off today. They're flying to Cincinnati to start a 3-game series with the Reds, with tomorrow's broadcast from Great American Ballpark starting at 4 p.m. So no Let's Talk Sports tomorrow on KQ&A. We've had a lot of guests on this show from the Prescott Center for the Arts. Well, I got a question for you. Are you man or woman enough to take the 24-hour plays challenge? Well, PCA dares you to bring your best acting chops and a prop to the PCA's third annual 24-hour plays auditions coming up Friday the 24th at 7 p.m. at the PCA main stage. They ask you to give us your best 2-minute scene, and the director and playwright teams will then pick their actors, their muses for the 6 plays that'll be written that night, and then rehearsed beginning at 8 o'clock that Saturday the 25th, then performed before that evening's festival audience. Now, it's fast, it's fun, and it's all over in just 24 hours. The rules are actually pretty simple. Just bring a prop of your choice, have a 2-minute scene that you've developed that showcases that prop and your best stage talents, then work your magic on the playwright and director teams Friday beginning at 7 p.m. on the PCA's main stage. Now, the selected actors will need to report back promptly at 8 a.m. the following Saturday morning to get their scripts hot off the press and begin the read-through, followed by the day-long rehearsals. Meals, snacks, and beverages will be provided, but if you have special dietary needs, bring those items and your water bottle and watch your morning mail before heading out to the theater, because you may be asked to check your home to bring props, costume items, set pieces for your play. For all of this information, call Karen Murphy at 533-5997. That's 533-5997 if you want to take the PCA's 24-hour play challenge. Stay tuned. We've got Sue Rutherford in the bullpen, ready to step up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQ&A.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Sanctuary cities like San Francisco are a haven for illegal immigrants, where local police are banned from working with federal law enforcement to deport even illegal immigrants who commit crimes. It's wrong. Another really bad, really liberal idea. And Kelly Ward, she had a plan with the same radical idea. As an Arizona state senator, Kelly Ward sponsored a bill that would interfere with Arizona's law enforcement helping fight the war on terror. That's right. The bill Kelly Ward sponsored would restrict Arizona officials and police from across the state from working with the NSA to help fight terrorism. Interfering with our police? Restricting them from coordinating with the NSA to fight the war on terror? Kelly Ward's ideas aren't just wrong, they're unsafe for Arizona. She's too big a risk. Defend Arizona paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.defendarizona.org.
Another Journey has narrowed their search for this year's top dog. Get your tickets now for this red carpet event, Dog of the Year, this Saturday night at Raptor 11 in Prescott Valley. Yappy Hour starts at 6. Appetizers and refreshments will be included and a cash bar is available. Mingle and enjoy the lovely wine selection and gourmet appetizers and even peruse a selection of prizes you can win through the silent auction. Finish off the night watching these pampered pooches walk in the runway and showing off their best. For more information and to get your tickets, go to anotherjourney.org. Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
We are back live at 207. One of the best nonprofit organizations in this area is Arizona Crisis Team. Now, for years, you knew them as Trauma Intervention Program. It's essentially doing the same service. The executive director. Is that your title now, Sue?
Yes.
Okay, we'll go with that. Sue Rutherford is here. You've been involved one way or the other with this kind of local service for how long now?
18 years now.
And before that, you were a nurse for how many years?
Throughout the 80s and the 90s. Yeah.
So you have the perfect background for this. For those not familiar who have seen the ACT metallic sign on the sides of people's cars and don't know what it is, they're not actors, are they?
No, you're correct. Yeah, we're not actors.
Tell us what ACT is all about.
Okay, so what we are is we are a nonprofit, of course, but a group of volunteers that are requested by the law enforcement, by the fire agencies, or the hospital when there's been any type of crisis. Most often it's death-related, but it could be a medical emergency, a structure fire, domestic violence, anything when there's somebody in crisis. And then our volunteer who is on duty responds to the scene they've been requested to go to with an average response time of 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. So, and we cover most of Yavapai County, so we have a Verde Valley chapter and a Prescott chapter.
So while the first responders, meaning fire, ambulance, police, whatever, they already have their hands full. They have a full plate. When there are a lot of people at the crime scene, at the accident scene, at the scene of a death, who need to be talked to, who need to be listened to more than anything else, I assume, and who also need information. That's where your volunteers come in, right?
Yes. Oh, yes, exactly what we do. In fact, let me give you a great example of a very busy scene. About three nights ago, I was on a call because I still go out as a volunteer, and this was over in the Verde Valley side, and it was in the middle of the night, and a woman had coded at home. I got called to the home. I was with the husband, and there were 10 firefighters. It was Sedona Fire there. 10 firefighters who were working, what we call working this woman, they were doing CPR, trying to resuscitate her. And it went on for a length of time while I was there. And then they were transporting her to the hospital in Cottonwood. So I followed this gentleman to the hospital, and while I was there, the hospital was great. They allowed him to stay in the room while they were trying to resuscitate her.
Mm-hmm.
So we stayed in the back corner. I stayed right next to him. And my job was, first of all, to make sure he was okay watching this, because it's a horrific thing to watch your loved one be worked on in that way. And also, did he have any questions? And I would make sure that the right person gave him the answers, of course. But they were very busy.
Mm-hmm.
There were at least 10 of them for an hour and a half working on her. So they were very busy, and my job then was just to be with him and make sure he was okay, he had questions, and he talked off and on about it. It was a very sad situation. Unfortunately, she did not survive.
Yeah.
But.
And anybody who's worked in a hospital environment can tell you that emotions tend to run high with close friends, loved ones attending the stricken person. And the hospital staff, they have to do what they have to do without any kind of, we have to say it, interference from
right.
a well-meaning loved one whose emotions are might be running wild at the time. So what kind of training do your volunteers go through, and how long is the training?
Our training is around 50 hours of training, and what's involved in it is the first 4 days is just how to be with somebody, how to recognize what they're going through, what they may need, how to help them get control, how to be an advocate, how to be a liaison, without taking control away from the situation, rather them or the emergency responders. And then we, our volunteers get trained by the law enforcement, by the fire agencies, by the hospital, funeral homes, et cetera,
mm-hmm.
how their scenes work. Because to be a good advocate, you have to know what the norm is for them and what they're doing so that we can then assist our clients.
And when your volunteer arrives on the scene, I assume this is part of your training, for someone who's in a crisis situation, their antenna are going to be out, aren't they?
Yes.
They're
going to
remember everything going on that day or that night, aren't they?
Yes. They're hypersensitive, first of all, and we're aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
And they have what we call that memory tape going. Or now they would, it's not a tape, they would call it, but, you know, push the button and
sure.
that memory. So they're very sensitive to the smells, the sights, the sounds, the words that are said. And so our goal is to make it not as horrific it as might have been. And I know that might contradict what this gentleman did by watching them work on his wife. But actually, that's a good thing. And that's a new thing, a newer thing that they do in the emergency departments now. And I used to not really approve of this because of my years of working. I know it may not sound right, but I don't know if I would be worried somebody'd get in my way when I was working like that. And my goal is that my patient. So I would have worried that that person would have got in my way. But they don't really. And especially with an ACT volunteer there, because if he had started to get in the way, I would have stopped him.
How important is it for the first responder, the police officer, the firefighter, the ambulance personnel, how important is it that they introduce the ACT volunteer to the stricken family?
It is important, but it's not always able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes they can't. We like that they do, because then the client sees that we have been requested by this agency.
It's
an endorsement.
Yeah.
But when you have a situation like this gentleman, the firefighters, of course, could not stop. But Yavapai County Sheriff's Office, the two deputies were there, and one of them went over and introduced me
mm-hmm.
to the gentleman. So.
So they know you're on their side, for sure.
Yes, we're there for them.
Now, you spent many years in the nursing field in the hospital mm-hmm. setting, right?
Yes.
As you and my listeners know, I spent several years in the funeral and cemetery industry, so we have a few things in common
yes.
there. And I think one thing we definitely have in common is when an accident or a sudden illness or sudden death strikes, you're in a fog for a while.
Yeah.
How do you train your volunteers to deal with that? Because you're going to need to come up with a lot of information, and right now you're in a different world.
Yes. And when that happens, because they're so overwhelmed, our goal is to concentrate them on the now, and they're so overwhelmed. Or, and I think you might have been asking, I'm not sure if I heard that correctly, like, let's say the hospital personnel want the insurance information and all this stuff. And that's very overwhelming mm-hmm. to people. But we will help guide them in just one thing at a time, and just we try to simplify it. Because it's so overwhelming.
You know. And you also provide your patients or your clients with written materials, too, to fall back on once they get a full night's sleep, right?
Oh, yes, yes. In fact, that's a great example, because this gentleman who did leave, they were asking him to pick a funeral home. And because he was at the hospital and his wife was not going to the medical examiner's office, he didn't have to pick one that night because they could put her in their morgue, as they told him, overnight. But I gave him a booklet that lists all the funeral homes, and we give this to all our clients. Mm-hmm. And it will list what they need to do the first few days, what to do the first few weeks, what to do the next few months. So to get them through, so because they're so overwhelmed, and a lot of people will start with, I don't know what to do next. What do I do? What do I do? What do I do next? And usually we tell them, you know, you don't have to worry about that right now if you don't want to. Here's a book when, you know, the next day you want to go through it. But what you might have to, sometimes they do have to pick a funeral home, mm-hmm. unfortunately, right then.
Now, early in the training, or maybe at the end of a training, correct me here, your volunteers go on a ride-along with police or fire or ambulance, correct?
Yes, and they do it while they're going through volunteer training, and they have to do a ride-along with law enforcement, one ride-along with law enforcement, and one with fire. And that's a policy that I set up many years ago, and I believe strongly in that because we work with them. So I want them to be out in the field at least for a little bit to see what they go through and mm-hmm. what they do and so on.
And for anyone who has not been in the position of having to arrange for a loved one's funeral or burial, that can be a startling experience. I can still recall how many times, again, we go back to the information you need to get the ball rolling, right? You've got to ask these questions whether the patient is ready for it or not. And more than once I've heard them say, how dare you ask me that at a yeah. time like this? But you have to know that stuff, don't you?
Yes, yes. So when they ask the questions, we just try to soften it and mm-hmm. keep it simple. And I think with the funeral homes, that to me is one of the toughest things to do, because to have somebody have to pick a funeral home right then is really, really tough. And we cannot give our recommendation.
Yeah.
Neither can law enforcement or fire. You're not there to promote any of the funeral homes out there. And so we work at trying to guide them through what their mm-hmm. choice would be.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking with Sue Rutherford from Arizona Crisis Team. More coming up with Sue in just a moment. But Sue, before we cut to the break, I have a really, really crucial question to ask you. What is this about Steve and the Northern Lights?
Oh, no, you heard. Okay, yes. Yeah, he plans trips when I'm busy, and so he's planned our next trip. On his bucket list is to go see the Northern Lights, so we're going for a couple weeks in January.
Yeah, well, good for you, and good for you too, Steve. More coming up with Sue Rutherford in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
This is State Representative David Stringer. I recently devoted a radio ad to reminding you of the promises I made when I first ran for office and showing you how I kept them. But elections are more than what you've done. They should be about what you're planning to do next. So let's talk about the way forward for Arizona. Our economy is booming, but we need to stay the course with a balanced budget and low taxes and reduce regulations to keep out of the way of the private sector that's driving growth. Our schools are improving, but school districts must direct more dollars to classrooms and teachers, and not to overpaid school bureaucrats. President Trump is still trying to build a wall to secure our borders, but we need to keep the pressure on Congress to get the job done and end illegal immigration. We know the left will never stop chipping away at our constitutional rights, so we need to protect our Second Amendment rights, our religious liberties, and so much more. That's how I'll be spending my time if you honor me with your vote in the Republican primary. Visit VoteStringer.com to learn more.
Paid for by Conservatives for Stringer.
From the moment they're born, they're unique. Every day, they'll discover new things that help them grow. As their eyes continue to change, Nationwide Vision is here to help them be as healthy as possible. Right now, when you buy one pair of eyeglasses, you can get a second pair half off. And yes, you can use your insurance. Now also serving at select JCPenney locations. Call 1-800-EYE-CARE or visit nationwidevision.com for more information and to schedule your appointment today. Nationwide Vision, caring for eyes for over 30 years. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
It's baseball season, and you know what that means. The dog days of summer are right around the corner. Hi, this is Jeremy Rushton of Yavapai Plumbing and Heating. Now is the time to make sure your air conditioning system is ready to go into extra innings this summer. And with $1,500 off qualified AC units with installation or 0% financing, you will be hitting a grand slam and staying cool all summer long. Low credit or no credit, don't strike out. We offer no credit check financing as well. Give Yavapai Plumbing and Heating a call today at 776-7025 or online at ypinc.com.
The Corporation Commission is a mess. Lawsuits, infighting, drugs in the bathroom, FBI investigations, criminal indictments. Meet the solution. Conservative Republican Rodney Glassman. Glassman's an Eagle Scout, husband, father, a practicing attorney, has a PhD in arid land resources science, which is basically water, and he serves as a major in the U.S. Air Force JAG Corps Reserve. Glassman's a proven conservative with a comprehensive plan to restore integrity to the commission, and he has real-world experience in land and resource management. Visit RodneyGlassman.com to learn more. Folks, the Corporation Commission is broken, and four more years of more of the same makes no sense. It's time for a conservative change at the Corporation Commission.
I'm Rodney Glassman, and my conservative campaign is about restoring integrity and putting ratepayers first. The establishment has failed us. I ask for your vote in the Republican primary.
Paid for by Glassman for Corporation Commission.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 222 with Sue Rutherford, Executive Director for Arizona Crisis Team, or ACT. Sue, we've been talking about the different kinds of training and different kinds of volunteers who staff ACT. Do you have any classes coming up soon?
Yes, we do. We do two trainings a year, so we have a fall training coming up, and it's not even fall yet, but we're going to start on the Prescott side August 23rd, and on the Verde Valley Sedona side, our training starts September 6th.
That reminds me, how far do the volunteers go?
Good question. If you are a volunteer for the Prescott side of the mountain, we call it, you cover Paulden, Chino Valley, Prescott, Prescott Valley, Dewey, Humboldt, Mayor, and down to Cordis Lakes.
What kinds of backgrounds do these volunteers have?
We have a lot of variety. We have, of course, retired nurses. We have some retired firefighters. We have some those in the counseling field. We have teachers. Every walk of life, you mm-hmm. might say.
When I was a talk show host in Oklahoma, I had a local attorney on my show every week. And I asked him one day, what's the toughest part of your job? He said, the toughest part of my job is knowing what I know and not being able to tell anyone, even my wife. Your volunteers have to really respect that rule, don't they?
Yes, the confidentiality is huge. They signed a confidentiality agreement with ACT. And then we sign it with the agencies. So, yeah, people's privacy, it's very important. And so you can't share those raw moments with everybody else.
Mm-hmm. And tell us what kind of people you look for in taking on volunteers. I assume you don't take on everybody.
No. I would guess about those that start to apply through the time that they graduate, about 50% make it through. Sometimes it's their choice, mm-hmm. and sometimes it's our choice. We look for people, first of all, of course, they have to be caring and compassionate. but they also have to be very responsible and sensitive to people. And we have the first 4 days when we're doing the training, I have two other trainers, Bronnie Bruce and Christine Schneider, and the three of us have been training together for years. We're looking at their personalities. We want to make sure they can do this, but also can they emotionally handle it? Because it's difficult. This is much more difficult than my years, what I did as a nurse, because it's the emotional part of it, mm-hmm. and it can be very draining. So we have to have a way to get us through.
Are any of your volunteers called in on crime scenes or accident scenes?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah. I've been on several of our volunteers. A lot of them have been on crime scenes. Yeah.
How do you prepare someone for that?
No different, really, than any other call, I call it, because...
I mean in training.
Oh, in training. How to prepare them for what they're going to see?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, we tell them, and then we use visuals, and we talk a lot about it. Mm-hmm. And you can pick up cues from people when they're talking, if it's something we think they can handle, if they go through it. And we do a lot of support to our volunteers while they're on calls, after they're on calls, I mean, and then so on, because we have to get through. I always say I have to have my happy place, too, you know, because mm-hmm. can't always be down your life.
Yeah. Well, speaking of crime scenes, I mentioned before we went on the air that I subscribed to the Mental Floss newsletter. And in today's mailing, they talked about what crime scene companies do, the cleanup people. And one of them said, a lot of times if it's a loved one at a crime scene, the first thing you hear, they want to tell you their whole story going back 2 months, and you have to be able to listen. How important is it to have that listening skill?
That's probably one of the most important skills, is the listening. It allows the client to get out what they want to. It's all about them. So it's when you're with a client, it's mostly them talking. You do very little unless mm-hmm. you're giving them information. But it's them talking. It allows I think it's good for them to vent. And the more they vent, the more they talk, I think it helps them get through the event of what's going on. And it just gives them control of it.
And it also, I would think, alerts your volunteer to what this person most needs from me right now.
Yes. And also you hear what they know when they're talking. I was with a gentleman, and the doctor was trying to tell him that his wife had died. But he didn't use what we call the D word. And he used, you know, she's left us or whatever. Well, this gentleman didn't really get it. So he started talking, and I got that this gentleman didn't know his wife had really died.
Oh my.
So you have the doctor then, you know, you let him know, I think you want to talk to him again, you know. So you hear things from him.
And tell us once again when and where to sign up for ACT volunteer training.
They can either email me at sue@azcrisisteam.org. They can go to the website, which is azcrisisteam.org, or they can call me at 928-713-6625.
And we thank you for joining us again today on Q&A, and you and Steve enjoy the Northern Lights.
Okay, thank you.
That's Sue Rutherford, Executive Director of ACT, Arizona Crisis Team. Stay tuned. We're going to talk about the 4-H FFA Expo coming to Yavapai County after the news with Link on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at kqna.com.
Hi, James Roush here at Bualka Bulk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Bualka Bulk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Bualka Bulk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, what are you doing up here on the roof?
I want to tell the world I just met the woman of my dreams. What about you?
I want to tell the world that Liberty Mutual saved me $782.
Liberty did what?
They saved me $782.
Oh, you go first then. $782 really puts finding love into perspective.
Visit us online to get a quote and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
As the first woman to fly a fighter jet in combat, Martha McSally took the fight to terrorists to keep America safe. Now McSally is deployed to D.C., fighting to pass President Trump's plan to secure our border and stop illegal immigration. Here's Martha McSally.
As chair of the Border Committee, I passed a law to fast-track veterans for border jobs. Now I'm working with President Trump to secure our border and keep Arizona families safe.
My friend Martha McSally, she's the real deal. She's tough.
But there's more to do. As your senator, I'll crack down on sanctuary cities, enforce the law, build the wall, and give our border agents what they need to complete their mission.
Martha McSally, standing with President Trump to secure our border and ban sanctuary cities.
My friend Martha McSally, she's the real deal. She's tough.
I'm Martha McSally, and I approve this message.
Paid for by McSally for Senate Inc.
Hi, I'm Mark Goligoski, principal at Prescott High School. On behalf of the Badgers, I'm excited to welcome all students, families, teachers, and staff back to school. PUSD is focused on high academic achievement while serving the whole child, eliminating inequity, and providing each child with excellent teachers every day. We strive to make each student's experience special and unique with our customized instruction and a wide variety of programs and opportunities. PHS offers a world-class education, and there is a place here for your student to explore, learn, play, and thrive. Come join our champion athletic teams, our award-winning fine arts department, our competitive academic clubs, or maybe you have an interest in ROTC or engineering classes or dual enrollment courses. Our goal is for every student to find their passion and a path that suits them. We invite you to come cheer on our students and help PUSD provide the skills that every child will need to become a strong citizen, valued employee, entrepreneur, or leader of tomorrow. Welcome back to school.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Thursday. I'm Link Elliott with the check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. The Yavapai County Board of Supervisors is accepting applications for forest fee funds. $275,000 is available for activities under the Firewise Communities Program, which provides education and assistance with implementation, techniques in home construction, and landscaping. Projects may also reimburse the participating county for search and rescue and other services, including firefighting and law enforcement patrols. The deadline for submission of applications for funding for this fiscal year is August 31st. Applications will be screened for funding eligibility, reviewed by Yavapai County Emergency Management, and submitted to the Board of Supervisors for review and funding determinations during its September 19th meeting. For more information, call County Budget Manager Donna Fagan at 442-5366. Verde Ranger District fire managers plan on doing some prescribed burning for the rest of the month.
76 acres are planned to be treated near the Brindlepup Mine on Mingus Mountain. These are brush piles that have been generated from recently completed fuel breaks. Smoke may be visible near the mine, Highway 69 near the town of Cherry, and in the immediate area of the burn activity. Prescott National Forest visitors are reminded to obey all traffic signs and use caution as firefighters and related traffic will be in the area. The purpose of this project is to reduce hazardous fuels that could start wildfires. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Monsoon storms are in the forecast through your weekend. Expect an overnight low of 62 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 88 tomorrow and a high of 86 on Saturday. 68 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Friday of 97 and a high on Saturday of 95. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help, or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Courtesy Auto Sales,
Lawyers Heating and Cooling,
Prescott Brewing Company,
You Pick
Heritage Memory Mortuary,
Yavapai Heating and Cooling,
Buc-ee's and Yavapai Casino,
Quality Collision,
Cable One,
National Bank of Arizona,
Prescott Dirt,
Home Furnishings Direct,
M-Co,
Bradshaw Family Dental,
Yavapai Block,
Wallach and Volk,
Yavapai Regional Medical Center,
and Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
D-backs visit Cincinnati
Friday at 4
a.m. 11:30 by 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood.
KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
Steve Gaynor claims to be a Republican, but has a very troubling record of donating to some of the most liberal Democrats in the country, including anti-Trump Democrat Ted Lieu, who wants to impeach President Trump, and even Nancy Pelosi's top deputy. Does that sound Republican to you? As Secretary of State, I've taken on the Democrats to stop them from using the courts to change our election laws. I've kept our elections fair, honest, and most importantly, secure. I have the support of Republican leaders from all across Arizona. I'd be honored to have your vote. Paid for by Vote Reagan, Secretary of State, authorized by Michelle Reagan.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fong.
And we are back live at 2:36. We have Preston Spears and Lena Mae Haught. They are here to talk about the 4-H FFA Expo. That is coming up when, Lena Mae?
August 22nd through 25th, actually. Admission is free.
That's the best part.
Everyone, all day. The auction will begin at 12 on the 25th with a barbecue at 10 o'clock. So, you know, it's a great event to bring your family to. There's so many things that you can participate in. Kids 12 and under, there's a coloring contest going on all week. There are many different animals on display that you can see. And so, yeah, it's just a great opportunity for families to come and have fun together.
Mm-hmm. That's Lena Mae Haught. Preston Spears, thanks for joining us along with Lena Mae. Tell us a little background about yourselves, what kind of farming background and interest you have.
Yes, well, thanks for having us. My grandpa was in 4-H. I'm a third-generation 4-H'er, and this will be my sixth year in 4-H. I've done a couple different projects. I've been able to show dogs, swine, which I'm showing this year at the expo, as well as doing different projects. I was a club officer. I was the parliamentarian in our club, and I plan on being next year. A few other projects were shooting sports, archery and riflery, and other projects. But so it's been a lot of fun.
So you're keeping the family tradition alive, aren't you?
Yes.
Lena Mae, tell us some background about yourself.
Yeah, thank you. I am 17 years old. I've been participating in 4-H since I was 10, so this is my seventh year, actually. Mm-hmm. And my first 2 years, I did the pig project, and I really enjoyed it, but I decided that goats were more up my alley, and so I've been showing those ever since, and really just... That's absolutely my passion. I, in fact, enjoy it so much that I breed goats for show. I sell them to other showmen and show them myself every year at Expo. So that's been a great opportunity for me. But then also, last year, I just started showing horses with 4-H in addition to goats. And so that's been pretty cool. It's given me the opportunity to train with some internationally renowned trainers and go to shows all across the U.S. and just so many great opportunities because of 4-H. So that's been really, really neat.
Now, for a lifelong city dweller like me, the only time I ever see a goat is at the zoo. So tell me what would surprise people like me about goats.
Oh, you know, a lot of people assume that goats will eat anything, and that's actually not the case unless the goat is starving. So when a well-fed goat is offered a piece of cardboard, they will not actually eat it if they're healthy. So if you see a goat eating tin cans or cardboard, you should be concerned about their health.
And Preston, tell us about some of the animals and some of the projects, 4-H projects you've worked on.
Right. So this will be my fifth year showing swine. I started off showing dogs, still show dog, and then my second year decided to do swine. My older brothers kind of started that in our family. They showed swine and steers, and I watched them growing up and decided that I wanted to do it myself. And so I've been showing swine for 5 years. It's been quite a process learning the different skills that you need to know, because as not a lot of people know, it's kind of hard to show a pig in a ring and display the animal to the judge. But I've learned a lot just through the different years.
And you can also tell us, if you like, about some of the events coming up and when they're coming up.
Right. So the event kicks off on August 22nd. At 5 p.m. is the opening ceremonies, and then 6 p.m. that night is the dog show. And then the 23rd and 24th will be the other days for livestock shows, dairy goat, pygmy, market lamb, market goat, small stock as well. So that's when you'll see the rabbits, chickens, and other poultry, market beef, rabbit, poultry, market swine, and then swine, other shows, the 23rd and 24th for both confirmation and showmanship, as well as breeding.
And same question I asked Lena May. Tell us something that would surprise us about swine.
So a lot of people wouldn't know just kind of the different I guess I'll say the different cuts in swine. Most of the most familiar for most people is bacon, but there's a lot more to the animal, different cuts of meat that you can get. Yeah.
Now I have to ask you this because you've come up through a farming family. When I interviewed the people from Mortimer Farms, I asked them, you know, you've raised these livestock, you know, from birth. I mean, me as a city kid, how do you end up slaughtering them? Do you ever get emotionally attached to them? Like, maybe I could save this one?
Right. So for a lot of people, it is kind of that process where you're emotionally attached. They are an animal. But for me, it was kind of the case the first year, and then it kind of became a mindset of they're less pets and more just a project I'm working on.
Yeah.
So when it gets to that, having to butcher them and sell them, that process, it doesn't have to be quite as hard, but.
And farming is all about feeding the people, right?
Right, right.
So Lena May, tell us why farming is so essential to American life.
You know, people often look at farming as some kind of stigmatized secondary occupation that people who cannot get any other work participate in. But that really isn't the case because, you know, there's such a vital part. Farmers are such a vital part of our society that is often overlooked. And people who are trying to farm sustainably and responsibly are just invaluable to society, and yet people don't quite understand exactly the skill and the intuition even necessary to run a successful farm. It is an absolute talent, and mm-hmm. You know, the only way that can be changed is if people actually get more involved and get to see farming a little bit more up close and personal, which is an opportunity that they get with Expo.
And I wonder how many people realize how farmers have to, every year, keep trying to produce more and more with less and less land, right?
Absolutely. It is one of the main struggles is how much the land is deteriorating. But you know what? The cool thing is, you know, with more modern permaculture techniques and things like that, we're able to start rebuilding the soil rather than tearing it down. You know, farming is not just using up the soil, because that's a farmer's life. Mm-hmm. That's their livelihood, so they want to take care of that mm-hmm. and value it.
And Preston, how is 4-H different from other programs, like, say, sports?
So the difference between 4-H and other youth programs is the way that 4-H uses a certain project or activity that the member's interested and enjoys, and it uses those projects or activities to teach them important life skills. So For instance, I am able to learn skills such as marketing or financial management through my swine project, because I have to go out and market myself to to buyers, get them to come to the auction. I have to learn how to keep records for different products that I buy throughout the year, and keep a good record of my expenses so I know exactly how much I made or profited at the end of the year. So.
And Lena May, for all the travails that farmers have to go through to try and get the crops and get the livestock just right, how much are you completely at the mercy of Mother Nature and the weather?
Often it is far more than we'd like to admit. As modern Americans, we like to think we can control everything, but you know, that's not so much the case with agriculture, and you have to just be prepared and think about the possibilities a lot more than you do if you just buy your food from the grocery store. Mm-hmm. And so there's always going to be times in farming where things are rough and you need the support of the community around you. So that really makes it a community building effort, you know, and that's something cool that you do get to see in 4-H as well.
Now, you're both homeschooled, right?
Yes, that is true.
Preston, tell us about your schooling, how you learn all these great things at home.
Yes, so I'm actually online. A lot of my day is kind of how I like to do things just on my own schedule, so I have time for other things. For instance, in the morning, depending on when I want to get up, I will have to get out there early and feed my animals, exercise my animals, as well as get school done for the day. So being homeschooled kind of helps with that. Having a schedule that I can work around, as well as do different activities and 4-H, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Lena May, tell us about yours.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not online schooled. My mom puts together a curriculum for me every year, and she's a very talented teacher. So I'm pretty lucky. I get to learn in a style that's good for me while also having the freedom to branch out and explore career paths like agriculture through 4-H or horse training through 4-H as well, you know. And so that has been a real blessing to me, being able to have that flexibility. That is the key component of homeschooling, is the flexibility.
Hi, Tracy. Hi, Lorraine, because we know they're listening. Preston, tell us about your career plans.
So for me, 4-H has been a big part of it, and it's something I want to continue doing, raising animals and showing animals as well. I'm also involved in music, a lot of music, and I hope to further that and continue that hopefully as a career. But raising animals, I hope, will be a big part of my future life.
Yeah. Now, compare for me how much being homeschooled and being involved in farming, how important is it for yourself to learn self-discipline? Lena May?
Oh, it is absolutely key, and that is something that 4-H is fantastic at teaching, because you have to be self-motivated to be successful in 4-H.
It doesn't happen if you don't do it, right?
Absolutely not. And, you know, that is something about livestock that I think so many people in modern America are missing out on, is the concept of whatever you put into it, you are going to get out, and nothing more, nothing less. So that's just very apparent when you're homeschooled and when you do 4-H, because you see the direct results of your work very quickly.
Preston, how about you? Self-discipline, learning 4-H.
Right. So one of the big things I would say about that was, for me, I'm obviously self-motivated to get my work done every day, get my school done. And so there's different things, responsibilities that members have to keep up, such as records or different things for their projects. So for me, that self-motivation really came into play for record keeping and different things I needed to do for my projects. So
now, Lena May, I understand admission is free, right?
Yes.
So where does the money come from to cover your costs?
Actually, most of it, us as the exhibitors, pay for entry fees, and then there are many generous people who donate to Expo itself, but a lot of the funding for our projects comes from people who attend the auction and buy our projects. And we cannot stress enough that none of this would be possible without the generosity of people coming together to support this program and us specifically as we're trying to learn to be independent and self-sufficient and not relying on our parents to pay for our projects, yeah. not relying on other people, but working for what we get.
And Preston, I understand people attending the 4-H FFA Expo can take home some homegrown foods too, right?
Right. I believe one of the exhibits will, or the auctions, well, there's plenty of different animals and different exhibits. So swine, beef, lamb, goat will all be sold at the auction, as well as different exhibits and displays. But so, for instance, a market swine will be sold, or many different market swines. But I'll be selling mine, and that will, like we were talking about, some of that will be going to support the whole expo and auction. But yeah.
So. Lena May, do you find parents coming to honor the 4-H FFA and the kids coming to see the baby animals?
Absolutely. It's a great event. We love to see the public there and getting involved. You know, we love to let kids pet our animals and explain to parents how kids can get involved, because we are passionate about this program and we enjoy it, and it's been so beneficial to us. So we want to get people involved with that. So, you know, if you come to Expo, feel free to talk to some of us and say, mm-hmm. hey, can I pet your animal, or what is this whole 4-H thing about? We would love to talk to you. It's great to see people you don't know watching you from the bleachers as you're exhibiting your animal. It just, there's no feeling like it.
And Preston, why is it important for a child to grow up around animals?
Right. So it teaches a lot of different morals, different things you need to know, such as having an animal pass. It can really prepare somebody for maybe a passing of a loved one. And just kind of know what it means to lose somebody or something, like an animal that you love, as well as the different things you learn. It's surprising how many people don't actually know where their food comes from, or that a chicken is actually, you know, one of those birds you see. So that growing up with animals kind of just teaches you those different things that are really important to know. Yeah.
How about you, Lena May?
I think it keeps you grounded in reality, and when you can see things for yourself and do things for yourself, it gives you a lot of confidence and motivation to work hard at whatever you do, because you can see the results and you can see what it means to be responsible for something. You can see what it means to not rely on other people to do things for you. And so that just leaks into every aspect of your life.
And the crops and livestock are depending on you, aren't they?
Absolutely. You know, it teaches responsibility like nothing else possibly can.
And we depend on America's farmers. So tell us once again when and where the 4-H FFA Yavapai County Expo.
Yeah, the expo will begin the 22nd at 5, and it's at the Prescott Rodeo Grounds. It's a fantastic location. We really appreciate them letting us have it there. And it ends the 25th with the auction starting at noon. So we really appreciate you guys letting us come on and talk about something we enjoy so much.
That is Lena May Hott and Preston Spears. Thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Lorraine and Tracy, thank you for your part in this, too. Stay tuned, because I've got Monday's guests and some final thoughts coming your way on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby, and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
For 2,000 years, we've defended life and cared for the poor. We built hospitals and orphanages and started the university system. Guided by the Holy Spirit, we compiled the Bible. We are the Catholic Church, the church founded by Jesus. If you've been away from the Catholic faith, come home to Sacred Heart Church. We've been saving souls in Prescott for 140 years. Visit us at sacredheartprescott.com.
Isn't it time for Arizona's education department to be led by a teacher? For too long, education spending has been driven by administrators, growing bureaucracies instead of educating our children. Tracy Livingston is an 18-year veteran teacher who understands firsthand what our kids need to succeed. Tracy Livingston knows that the role of superintendent of public instruction is to strengthen our public schools. She knows that every school needs to be a great school. The problem isn't the dollars in the system. The problem is how those dollars are used. In Arizona, less than half of education funding is spent in the classroom. That has to stop. It's time to put kids first. Make sure they have great teachers. Get rid of Common Core once and for all. Stop the overtesting and get more money into the classroom. Tracy Livingston, a teacher to lead our schools. Vote Republican Tracy Livingston for Superintendent of Public Instruction. Paid for by Phoenix First PAC. PhoenixFirstPAC.org. 385-202-7284.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
You know, I meant to say this Tuesday, but ran out of time. Movie director Nicholas Ray was born on just about this date in 1911. You may remember he directed the Humphrey Bogart Gloria Graham classic In a Lonely Place. Now, the key thing about that movie was the movie set piece, the apartment courtyard, which was a dead ringer for the Villa Primavera courtyard on Harper Avenue in West Hollywood. That's where the director, Nicholas Ray, lived when he first moved to Hollywood. Here's where things get real strange. At some point during the filming of In a Lonely Place, Nicholas Ray walked in on his wife, actress Gloria Graham, who was in the movie. She was with his 13-year-old son from a previous marriage doing things they shouldn't have been doing. So Nicholas Ray moved out of the apartment and into the apartment set on the studio soundstage, where he ended up living until the end of filming. Now, for Nicholas Ray's classic Rebel Without a Cause, he auditioned Natalie Wood for her role in his motel room at the Chateau Marmont, the infamous Sunset Boulevard No-Tell Motel. At the time, Nicholas Ray was 42, Natalie Wood was 16. Things are just a bit different in Hollywood. Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3, then Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable at 4. Join me back here Monday with Kay Giles for the Prescott Valley Police Foundation, Jamie Geringer for the annual Hope Still Floats, and Fred Vail from Charlotte Hall for the Wine Fest. That's Monday at 2 on Q&A, when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.